Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go.
You're listening to SBS News.
A federal parliamentary inquiry has opened into racism in Australia, with advocates calling for the probe to be not another exercise in diagnosis. The Australian Human Rights Commission says the government already knows what needs to change, and the inquiry must turn that knowledge into action with timelines and accountability. Meanwhile, the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians, Manandiri McCarthy, is encouraging big social media platforms to make submissions to the inquiry. She's told NITV some Indigenous people are feeling scared after a string of reports of racist attacks in public. She's talking here to NITV's John Paul Janker.
Of course, the news this week is the announcement of the inquiry into racism. Can you tell us a bit about that? But first, tell us, why do you think there is a need for such inquiry?
Last year, when camp sovereignty was attacked in such a way that the vision that we saw on our phones, on our screens, showed how much hate there was towards people at Camp Sovereignty. And I think it touched something quite deeply, not so much in me, but to the Parliament, to the country, to families in particular, especially First Nations families, of the horror of this. And then in January this year, on January 26, 2,500 people joined an Invasion Day rally march, as you do. First Nations families, allies, join all sorts of marches on January 26 for reasons that are very personal and passionate, but legal. You know, we as Australians in this country have a right to fair and peaceful protest, and that's what took place in Boorloo, Perth. To then hear what occurred there in terms of a alleged attack, we know that there is a court case underway, so I am being mindful of my words. I spent time with the Noongar families and elders and rally organisers, with Senator Dorinda Cox, and listen to how they felt. And then when I went home back to the Northern Territory with the rains that were flooding our communities and Daly River was evacuated and all those residents, a couple of hundred people and their families, moved and relocated to safe ground in Darwin, when I went to visit them to see that they're okay, the only thing they could talk about was the absolute hate towards them online. No care about their welfare, no care about their concern, the fact or even empathy that they had to be moved due to serious flooding. This is crocodile-infested rivers. And so all of this has combined to show, they're just three examples, but First Nations families know in this country that racism is very real. And it was really important to speak to my colleagues, especially First Nations senators, about this inquiry. And I am very thankful for the support of many here. And now there is an opportunity for families across Australia, organisations, individuals, to address the Joint Standing Committee on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs.
But something like racist attacks on Camp Sovereignty or alleged acts of terror in Perth on January 26th isn't something that happens overnight. It's got to have built up from somewhere to actually have physical acts of racism or violence directed at First Nations people.
Look, I can speak certainly from my own experience in the Northern Territory and across Australia, but growing up you see all sorts of behaviour towards people. Our sporting athletes have borne the brunt of it very publicly. Mm. You know, Cathy Freeman, for example, and the battle that she had with those who vilified her for carrying the Aboriginal flag as well as the Australian flag after victory. Our footballers, you know, in terms of Collingwood and what happened to lead up to the All-Stars game to try and bring harmony between Indigenous All-Stars playing football with the Collingwood Football Club. So this has been going on for decades in very sporadic high moments of sort of public debate. But I think for First Nations families, we know we feel it probably more about an everyday experience or an every week. Recently now, I've seen it just so much in terms of the media online and social commentary online. It seems to give people free license to think that they can say whatever they wish. When it's totally unacceptable. Racism should always be stamped out.
Yeah. So what elements will the inquiry look at over the next 2 months?
So people have an opportunity now to put in submissions to the committee, and it will be conducted over the next 6 months. I have asked the committee to report back to the Parliament on September 15. And obviously it'll be up to the committee to see if they are ready to do that then, but I have given that time frame in my request to them to conduct this inquiry. The committee is also quite powerful in the sense that you have the Senate and the House of Reps who are doing this together. Mm-hmm. And when the Senate and the House of Reps are working together like that, I think it also sends a really clear message to all Australians that the Parliament of Australia is taking this very seriously. Mm.
So the inquiry is looking at instances of racism directed at First Nations people, various online racism, the platforms that for First Nations people look to enable racism targeted at them. What other aspects are you going to look at in the inquiry? Institutionalised racism, systemic racism?
For those wishing to put a submission in, you'll find in the terms of reference that if the first four and five elements of that terms of reference don't meet you, there is a section that's the sixth element which says other matters of racism that have an impact on you. So really it is up to the individual and organisation to have a look at the terms of reference, think about what it is that they wish to share with the committee, but also give solutions that you think you know, the Australian Parliament needs to be thinking about. It could be solutions that could be quite simple, they could be quite complex, but allow this committee to do their work and put it to them.
Yeah. I'm sure you're aware, as most other people are, of, you know, the racism that is sprouted online. Mm. You would cop it on your official social media handle. Do you hope that the social media platforms provide statements or evidence or give submissions to the inquiry?
I would encourage as many people and organisations to really have a look at this inquiry and write submissions to it. In terms of media platforms, well, our government has been very clear of the concerns we hold, especially for our young people, by banning social media for those under the age of 16, a world first. And we did that for very deliberate reasons, to protect the next generation from harm, from being exposed to commentary like this that we're seeing that adults are experiencing, but also so that they don't go down the rabbit hole of into very violent forms of outcomes. So now if big platforms can submit and put in submissions, I think that would be important. A lot of the commentary that comes on my social media page and many, many others around the country, of course, you know, there has to be far greater accountability.
What role do you think that the commentary in this building, in this place, normalises some of that, those ignorant comments, or even some of that racism directed not only at First Nations people, but multicultural groups and other groups within Australia, that the language that they hear sprouted in the chambers in this building somehow normalises that thought or those comments that they can say it in pubs, they can say it in clubs, they can say it in public, they can put it online, that it normalises that commentary?
Well, it's not okay. It's not okay to use language and words that demonise and destroy a person's character or self-belief in themselves, especially whether they're a female or male, you know, or whether they're transgender or LGBTQ, if they're light skin, dark skin, if they have a faith that is different to yours. This is what our country is built on, is the ability to be able to respect one another and to be dignified and have a decent conversation and disagreement with people. And that's what the Parliament of Australia needs to reflect. Clearly, there are real problems when that doesn't happen.
Mm. But in the Senate this week, you had Senator Hanson of One Nation, in her Closing the Gap statement, say, look, Australia is racist. Yes, it's racist, but it's racist towards white people. That because of all this free stuff or stuff that we give First Nations people, it's actually racist towards white Australians. What's your views on that?
Well, it's really tough because you have a party that is voted in by members of the Australian community and who sit in there as senators. And it's the same with those of us who are voted in by our respective population. And I think we always have to continuously compete for decency and dignity. We have the oldest living culture in the world here. And I will keep on pushing forward for the dignity and the love and the respect for that. Mm. And that's the essence of who I am as a Yanyuwa Gadawal woman, but also what I believe about First Nations people. And there have been great injustices, and there continues to be injustices, and we should be able to speak out. In this place, we ought to be able to do that and put our case respectfully. Mm. This inquiry is going to hear a lot of things. It's going to hear that kind of commentary and what it does to people. And the challenge for this inquiry is the recommendations that it puts forwards.
At the end of the inquiry, of course, recommendations will be made. What's the guarantee that those recommendations are implemented? First Nations people are well aware that sometimes a lot of recommendations are made, but they're not actually implemented. In some way, it's rhetoric over reality. What's your message to First Nations people? Yeah. So in some way you're asking communities to come together to find those solutions.
Absolutely.
And make those submissions to the
inquiry. And I think, you know, if I go back to our great sporting athletes, you know, and their ability to rise above all sorts of challenges, and that fierce determination I'd like to see emulated throughout this, that as a people we rise again, but as a country we rise even more because we do it together.
I remember in 2016 when you were announcing that you were going to run for the Senate ticket to get to this place, you actually said a statement that you expect racism, that in running for a seat in the Australian Parliament, you expect racism. And I know it's just not you, it's also the previous minister and other First Nations members of Parliament. What does it say about our country that you're running for a seat in our national parliament and you have to say, yes, I expect to be racially abused? What does it say about this country?
I think it says more about the understanding of human nature. We know that as we have human emotions, we We feel empathy, we feel happiness, we feel sadness, we feel jealousy, we feel anger, we feel resentful. I think they're very, very, you know, natural human emotions. The key is to rise above the really negative ones, the dark ones, the ones that actually keep you down, but also keep your spirit down and keeps those around you down. And I've always felt that coming in from 10 years ago, the challenge was always to look for the light, you know, to look for that blue sky and keep aiming high. Mm.
So what's your pitch to First Nations people out there watching this? Why should they contribute to the inquiry if they felt that they've been the target of racial abuse?
Well, this is your opportunity to really let the Australian Parliament know about your experiences and how you see the Australian Parliament can assist to make life better, not just for yourself, but for our next generation of young Australians.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.